Hey everyone, this is Married Muth and this is Pray Every Day. I'm so excited you're here to listen to this prayer and this amazing scripture from the Sermon on the Mount. We are in Matthew 5, verse 19 in the New American Standard Version, and it says this: "Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a powerful verse, and forgive us. I'm just going to pray this initially. Forgive us for teaching the wrong commandments, for teaching our own commandments, for shying away from the truth of your word, for not fully articulating the truth according to your word. We don't want to shy away from the power of the gospel. We do not want to think it's bad news. We want to think it's good news, and we want to share your scripture in such a way that honors your word and honors the truth of what you've done on the cross, Jesus. So thank you for fulfilling all those commandments as I prayed yesterday. What an amazing thing that you've done, and we could spend the rest of this time just praising you for that. But Lord, if those who are listening ever teach your word, I pray for teachers. I pray that we would, the scripture says that we're going to incur a stricter judgment because we are held responsible for what we teach. And so I pray for those teaching the Bible today, whether they be us or in our lives, people in our lives, we pray that there would be a strong, joyful fidelity to scripture and to your truth. We pray for our pastors who bring the word of God to people every week. We pray that they would not divide the word of truth, but they would give it all. They would share it all. And that not only would they share it, but that they would, that their hearts would be right before you. And that there would be an equal sign between who they are on the outside and who they are on the inside. And we pray that there's a lot of temptation, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of worry when it comes to being a leader of a congregation or a leader of a ministry. And so, Lord, I pray that all of those leaders and the leaders listening today would continue to have that humble place in their heart, that they would let go of pride and go forward and to the altar, Lord, and lay their hearts down and surrender again. Because we're only as powerful as our connection is with you. And so I pray for our pulpits. I pray for the pastors. I pray that they would have authentic, deep, true, genuine relationships with you, that they wouldn't be trying to hide anything, that there wouldn't be, trying to create an image or build a kingdom or any of that. It would all be about your gospel and building your kingdom. Teach us what it means to live in light of the kingdom of heaven. Teach us what it means to love the least and find the lost and care for the orphans and the widows and to keep ourselves unstained from the world. Teach us what it means to revere you every day. Teach us what it means to live a life of worship. Teach us what it means to saturate our hearts and our minds with your word of truth. Teach us what it means to serve the least of these, to serve in such a way that we're not trying to get our own glory, but to glorify you who are in heaven. So thank you for teaching us. You are the teacher. You are the rabbi. You were the perfect teacher. You were the perfect rabbi. And you demonstrated what teaching was like. You taught in parables. You taught with theology. You taught by example. You taught in moments of the day, not just on in a synagogue. You did it in all different aspects of life. So we pray that we would take that example today and that we would become teachers who love to share you with others. And Lord, just keep our hearts right with you. Keep our minds stayed on the scriptures. Help us to not follow down theological rabbit trails. Help us not to major on the minors and minor on the majors. Help us not to cause weaker brothers and weaker sisters to stumble because of our perceived orthodoxy. Help us not to become proud in our knowledge so that we know a bunch of stuff, but our heart is far from you. Your scripture says, I know the humble and contrite, but the proud I know from afar. And Lord, that is frightening to me. I do not want to be known from afar. I want to be known near. So Lord, help us today to be in that place of humbleness where our knees and our hearts and our minds are bowed before you, because you are the splendid power within us and we're just the cracked pots holding that splendid power. You are the strength in our weakness. You are the joy. You are our crown. You are our glory. You are beautiful beyond description, and we love you, and we praise you, and we thank you for another day of life and breath. I pray all this in your amazing name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you get to that place where you're afraid to teach, or maybe it's a scary thing, lean on Jesus through prayer, because he will empower you and he will speak through you to bring many people to know him. Surrender. I know it's scary, but do the hard thing and trust Jesus with your words. He will give them.